Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers as he discussed Phase 2 of the Coppatine Trail Project, as well as what the city would like to do next when it comes to trails.
Coppatine Trail Project recently approved Phase 2 by the Knoxville City Council. The construction is expected to begin here later this year. Brandon, I know when it comes to these trails that you've done a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about, a lot of things going on when it comes to just being able to get that project underway. So when it comes to the City Council finally getting that approval and construction here coming up here shortly, what's it mean looking back to be able to see that going forward, and especially after all the work you've done?
Yeah, it's a long time coming. This project has been in the works for actually a couple years now. Back in 2015, there was a master plan that was approved via City Council for extension of the current trail, which is only 0.89 miles. That first phase was constructed in 2005, so we're looking at a 15-year gap here. So I'm excited to get this off and running and provide the community with a nice trail extension here. But yeah, a lot of behind the scenes stuff that happens even right now on a daily basis. I had written a grant through the state here and was awarded it. It was $243,000, which is super awesome. We were super thankful. But that adds a lot of steps into this project. Yeah, a lot of easement acquisition, a lot of meetings, a lot of explaining to homeowners the benefits of this and what it means to our community.
And when it comes to this, I know where the trail is right now, but take us through where this phase two is actually going to start and how exciting that is for the community to have that addition.
Yeah, it's kind of the trail to nowhere right now. So we're pretty pumped to be able to tell people that, you know, you can get on the trail up by Randy Wilson track, and now, you know, it ends at the hospital. But the extension will go from the hospital to the sidewalk there. There'll be a safe crossing on Highway 14. You'll have to take Gordon Drive on the street there, and then right as it kind of turns into Streeter Street there, we'll start following Coppatine Creek. So it'll be nice. We're going to go from that area all the way to Roach Street. You'll have to jump off of at Roach there, and then we'll jump right back on and go all the way to 5th Street. So a big addition. It'll give us another mile. So we'll have roughly approximately 2 miles in paved trail, hopefully soon. But yeah, we're hoping that'll kick off here in the spring and finish in the fall.
Now, when it comes to it, obviously you mentioned that it took a long time for this phase two to get going and get where it is today. I know that there's going to be obviously more stuff coming, especially I was thinking more about the addition of the VA district, and I know that that's a huge step for the city. So is there any plans for one to include any trails towards that area, and two, what's the next step after this phase two for you trying to move forward?
Yeah, that'll be the next question. Actually, we'll have a public we're gonna have a work session here with the city council here on Monday, hoping to kind of see what their gauge their interest of, you know, are we gonna keep going? Do we follow the creek? I mean, do we keep on going through the town, or do we start heading out west through the new VA district? It'd probably be a little bit easier to go out this way. You know, you're connecting to the West Ridge area, you're connecting to the racetrack area, you've got the county park, you have the cemetery. County and city have control over that VA, so it'll be a little bit easier now to gain easements and make that happen. So I think we're going to start heading that way if we can. We have an overall master plan to make a whole loop in the city. That'll be a long ways down the road, but we'll keep plugging away and making progress and not have a 15-year gap like we've had in the past.
Now, also, you know, obviously here at the rec center, the trail's right over here. Looking at this as a recreational aspect, adding the, now you said about total of 2 miles on this trail now, how great is it for the people that like to run, like to ride their bikes, kids out there that like to go on long walks? What does it mean to be able to, for the people here in Knoxville, to be able to have that trail and be able to take part in that?
Yeah, well, you know, you're providing a safe route for them. You know, you're off the streets. You know, you can take your young kid that's just learning how to ride a bike and get on there and go. You'll have plenty of safe area. I expect cross country, the track teams, you know, bicycle enthusiasts, walkers, joggers, you know, I think it's going to inspire some people to get out and get some exercise. Actually, one of the landowners who was building a home right near there said, you know, this will probably motivate him. It'll be in his backyard. It's going to motivate him to get out and use it. So we're really thankful for the community support, the council support, you know, homeowner support. It'll be a nice addition to our community.
Thanks to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.